welcome to Talking Spyros League News, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Funk. How are you today, bro?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
I'm awesome, as always, and we are into the playoffs finally, so this is an exciting time of the season, and both of our teams are doing pretty well.
So yeah, I'm glad to say.
You want me to jump into the standings right away?
Please, or? Absolutely.
Alrighty, so I'm going to do this in reverse order. I'm going to start with EU, and then we're going to go to the NA, because we are both on the NA conference.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with the obvious one, and I am sorry, Malmo, that everyone expected this, but like Moscow versus Malmo, 4-0. That's right. The sweep is real. It happened.
Yeah.
And Moscow, I mean, people were trying to like not like throw them on the back burner because they knew their cup champs, but like, they might not pull through this season.
It was a pretty dominant performance.
they proved that they're still a very playoff dominant team. So they're gonna go into the second round against either Riga or Prague, and right now Riga is up 3-2 against the Phantoms. So yikes, that's close series. Could go to six, could go to seven though. But you know, it's not the only close series. You go over the North American Conference and both of our brackets are pretty identical.
Yeah.
So Seattle and DC. Seattle Bears are up 3-2. So at least you guys have a little bit of comfort knowing you can win it in six.
Yeah. It's scary, but
yeah, I'm sure you guys don't want to go to seven against DC, right?
I never want to. I hate and love game seven, no matter where you're at with it, because it's like, even if you're the team that's like punching up, like you have to win, like if you're DC right now, like you have to win two in a row. And that's if you go to seven, it's just an extra day of like pain, you know?
Right.
Wait. Whereas if you're us, you're like, oh my God, I hope we close it out at six. Like having the lead is nice, but it's like, you know, what can we fucking do but wait? Like it's torture either way.
Oh, I know exactly how you feel because Calgary and Vancouver is in the same situation. The Wolves are up 3-2, and we are all doing the same thing. Man, let us win this in six. We want to bring this home to Vancouver.
If both series go to game seven, I'm going to laugh really hard.
Oh, I freaking hope not, man.
It would make sense, though, because that's like the parody that the fucking North American Conference has brought this year. Everybody's like mirroring each other with wins and losses.
Right, and I love how it's like Calgary and DC and Seattle and Vancouver with the same parody as the season where Seattle's just barely above DC and Vancouver's just barely above Calgary. But when you looked at it, like in the season, Vancouver hadn't beat Calgary all season long. So the fact that we have three wins on them right now is like,
that's pretty impressive.
It's our first three wins of the season. We're like, oh man, please go to six and just like end it so that we don't have to. Because, like, we're all feeling the same way you guys are in Seattle.
It's rough. Oh, it's fun, but it's rough.
Yeah, so we're going to find out real soon. But
I think round one is always the most stressful for me.
I know. Because,
like, if I get knocked out in round one, like, it feels so bad. But, like, round two, it's like, okay. Like, that makes a little more sense. Like, you're getting to, like, really, really fucking good teams that are firing on all cylinders and, like, you know, whereas like round one should never make me feel bad because it's like part of its luck at the beginning there.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know. It is what it is.
Last season's round one was pretty brutal.
Yeah, I wanted to find a way to put that without being all trying to be diplomatic.
So good.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, you guys went to the second and then that was it.
Calgary. Yeah, Calgary happened.
Yeah,
but would love a chance at least, for revenge, but I'm glad you're up 3-2 to them. So,
right, yeah, you're not going to get a chance to get your revenge against Calgary because we're going to snuff them out in six, hopefully six.
Yep.
Please six. And then we should hopefully meet you in the semis for our destined rematch of
here we go again.
Round two is where we belong because we won't ever find in the finals. We don't need to see each other in the first round. That shit's bullshit.
It's got to be conference
finals.
First round
final. Got to be the conference final. That's the championship right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited for it. And I'm sure a lot of people are. I hope it happens.
Except maybe Calgary, but
yeah, I was gonna say Calgary and DC probably don't want that. We love some of the guys over there, but yeah, fuck you guys. You guys aren't making it to the second round. Sorry.
Yeah, no, like I was thinking, it'd be cool to have like, you know, I obviously want Seattle to make it, and then like Seattle Moscow, because that's what, like, if we hadn't gotten lucky, I feel like that would have been a great matchup last year. But like in my heart, like, if Seattle can't make it, I would love to see DC versus Prague, like the battle of the expansion teams.
Oh, for sure. That'd be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. But we'll see. Yeah.
If not them, I would have to be a little jealous of, like, you know, the Bears making it. So I'm going to have to say the Wolves.
And yeah.
Why I say that is because one of my mentors / friends / former starting goaltender is over in Riga. So instead of Moscow, ooh, I'd rather see Riga get to the finals against the Wolves.
That'd be cool.
Just so that I could see my mentor one more time in the biggest stage of them all.
Yeah, that'd be pretty tight.
That'd be sick.
Well, if you do that, it'd have to be next year. Oh, is Eagles retiring?
I don't think he is retiring next season.
Yeah, so you could have a chance to face him in the finals next season, yeah.
But it depends on how both of our teams look next season. This season, yeah, we both have a chance to get to the finals. So even though I'd be sitting on the bench, it's still interesting to see, like,
still a chance the to goalies, get a ring.
The starters that got swapped, essentially, like, yeah, going head-to-head. It's like, oh, man, if Vancouver wins without Eagles this season, that's such, like, a kick in the nuts. And then the other way around, Riga wins without Davison, like, in Davison's last season. Like, that's another kick in the nuts. I don't know. That'd be fucked up.
Yeah. No, that's pretty funny.
Like, as shitty as that would be, I just feel like that'd be the, like, perfect final because of all that shit.
Yeah.
So much history from this season.
There's a good story there. I would love to, I don't know, story-wise for Seattle, we don't have as good a story. Moscow is the one that I like because, again, I feel like we could have done some damage against them last year. But I guess if we faced Riga or Malmo again, well, Malmo we can't, but
sorry.
If we faced Riga again, that'd be pretty cool. It's like a rematch of the 69 finals. So
yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll take us on down to the M if you're good to go with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Go right on ahead. I'm sure you got some great news for us all. Eh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very happy to say that the Mississauga Hounds have not lost a game in the playoffs right now. So, but in a serious note, yeah, no, my team is doing very well. Ottawa swept Halifax, so you know, looking good on that front. Anything less than that, I think as long as we beat them, I would have been happy. But I think pretty much everybody was expecting a sweep, so. Glad to see that was realized. So, you know, we get a couple days off to relax. Right now, UConn is 3-2. I forget exactly who they're playing, just because I'll be perfectly honest, I haven't been paying a ton of attention to it. because although it should be easy to match up, they're playing Saskatoon. So that's pretty cool. 3-2 to Saskatoon. San Diego is playing Minnesota, which is really close. It's still 3-2, but it's only a one goal differential on either side. So yeah, it's a really close series. And Las Vegas is playing Philadelphia right now and they're winning pretty handily 3-2 with a six goal differential. So I'm not exactly sure who Ottawa would be taking on after that. I would hope one of the lower seeded teams and not UConn. Cause that really, if that makes it to the final, that's gonna be pretty intense, but we shall see. You know, as of right now, it's just full steam ahead and keep riding this momentum. We're the only team with a 4-win streak, so
I mean, that's compared to everyone else because they're all like 3-2 records. That's sick.
Yeah,
so, yeah, like you said, keep on going on with that high morale and hopefully you can just go in with another win right away in the next series, keep on building that steam.
Yeah, I can't be anything but happy right now. When
for sure.
You know, when the next round happens, that's where we're going to have to be taking a look at things. But I'm feeling good. So So that's pretty much it for the standings. Unless you had anything else to add.
Not too much. So actually, we were going to do the three stars, but because we're still in the first round, we're actually going to wait till more games go by. Otherwise, it's just going to be whoever had a good game.
Yeah.
So I was thinking we'll hold that off till like next week or something.
Yeah.
If that's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, then I guess we'll just go to our very special interview. We recorded this a couple days ago, so some of the comments might be a little dated, but we were very lucky to, Jesus, who all did we have? We had Esso, we had Cole, and we had Enno, right?
Yeah, Cole, Esso, and Enno are going to be joining us. And when we had them on, we were on the first day of the playoff sims. So it'll be a nice little two-day or couple-day throwback so that you guys can see what we were thinking back then, too. But without any further rambling, let's just cut on over to that wonderful interview.
Sweet.
Imagine this. It's the VHL, but it has live sims every week with commentary. Plus, it's not hockey, it's actually cricket. That's right, I'm talking about the cricket sim. If you would like to join, let me know or let CX Squared know. We're about to start our second season. We've got a player creator set up now, so it's going to be very interesting. It's friendly for beginners and you'll learn a lot. So if you're interested, even in the slightest, let me know and we'll get you started. Thank you and I'll see you there.
All right, and we are back. Joining us is quite a few different people, actually. We've got Esso. We've got... How you doing? We've got Enno.
Hello.
And we've got Cole.
What's up?
Which is quite the lineup. Glad you guys could be here. Gonna do a couple different things. I know, Spyro, you had a couple topics you wanted to go over, right?
Yeah, so I know we're going to talk about the playoffs mostly, but before we jump into that, I just wanted to ask you all, in general, what was your favorite moment this season? If you can recall anything that was positive.
That's such a morbid way to say it.
I'm just saying that because I know Esso's here, and I'm like,
look. Look.
I mean, for me, I guess, even being close to, like, even potentially getting most goals, I think is a huge accomplishment. I'm really happy about where my character ended up. So for that, for me, that's probably the highlight is Scott Green getting 39 goals. I wish he got 40, but whatever.
Yeah, that's still a hell of a season. I mean, that's something to, you'll always look back on your record and be like, nice.
Yeah, hopefully more next year. But c'est la vie.
Yeah. So, Enno, what was your favorite pastime this season?
Well, I might share with Esso in that how that Forest trade came together, honestly. Because I feel like our negotiation was non-existent. Like, he basically just said, hey, would you be interested in the Forest? And I was like, yeah, sure. How's this deal sound? He was like, yeah, okay, that works. And that was it. So, like, it was nice, you know.
Now, basically, I wanted to shake things up, you know, because I was fucking last. So I was like, I basically put everyone on the block, and then we started winning. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna sell everyone. And then the Forest had a no trade clause, so I was like, is there somewhere you want to go? And it was like, does DC want me? I was like, yeah, sure, let me ask. And I was like, yo, do you want this? It's like, sure. And then, like, literally 10 minutes later, we had a deal.
Yeah, nice and easy.
Yeah.
Was that your favorite pastime then, too?
I mean, it was funny because I train my best player and then I start winning.
Right?
Like, pretty sure I traded the Forest and I went, like, 14-3 or something. Like,
you had 8 games in a row, I know that.
That's fucking ridiculous. 8
wins, which was jokes.
It was, I think, 9 out of the first 10 you played, there was no regulation losses.
It's just... I mean, it's been like that for, like, the last 2 seasons, 3 seasons.
New York always starts out terrible.
Hot garbage, and then for some reason I start winning.
It's just... This season was a little bit too hard garbage right at the beginning there.
Yeah. You took a dive into the Marianas Trench and then couldn't get back out.
Oh, I need to check my end of season ELO charts, actually, now that you mention it.
Ooh. I'm going to be like 5th in ELO for some reason.
Yeah, probably. Because it is more weighted to recent results than old results. So you'll almost certainly, like, you might even be higher, honestly.
Jeez.
Oof. That's tragic.
So, Cole, what was your favorite pastime this season?
It was a lot of stuff that went down with New York, but I think it has to be when I left and I ended up getting the GM job with Mississauga.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Huge.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy with that. It's nice to go back to the team where with Wang, it was my, I guess, first true team that I played with. So it was cool to go back there and be able to start taking things from the helm.
Dude, you're set up really nicely for next season.
Yeah, Baraka loaded with picks.
Yeah. Well, I helped him out with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably overpaid a little, basically, but whatever. I kind of wanted to see Mississauga do well. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So, it's fine. Whatever.
You might be able to actually tack on a few more death picks if the lottery goes our way. So we'll see how it goes.
That's true. Ooh, you'll be competing against Mexico City, probably is the biggest other one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's good.
I'm just thinking now that my season highlight wasn't me actually getting a GM job. It was my fake character getting more Nothing that involves actual work, just random-ass bullshit.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that you were so hyped for Cockery. I mean, that's exciting, because that's what you've been doing. Like,
I honestly don't really feel like, aside from presence, which it already has a culture, and Hogan's doing a great job in there, like, I don't feel like I'll have any true say and, like, you know, mark on the team until next season. Like, it really just is Acid's show. And again, I'm trying not to fucking crash. So it's fine. We'll reevaluate, but you know, I'm happy I can ride this along. But it, you know, if my name goes down as winning everything, then there should be an asterisk next to it. So geez. Well, we got playoffs going on. Any big predictions for who's gonna be in the finals?
Yeah, Seattle's going to lose this series
4-1.
That is a bold prediction, but I like it.
Damn!
I honestly wouldn't be surprised.
Because you guys are playing against each other, boy. Woo!
I would not be surprised. Simon T hates us. But this is a weird thing to say when you've won 2 cups, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say. But, and one of those cups you 100% did not like deserve on paper either. Fun.
Was that 68 or 69?
That was the first one, 68.
Yeah.
Look, the first one, Ilonen was godly, and I fucking got... my canoe was stolen.
So why is the canoe, like, weighted towards goalies? Because I noticed the goalies are usually the winner.
Well, it's not usually. Always... That's just been lately.
Hmm.
We've had a ridiculous goalie class recently, so...
Well, Victor did. Victor recently looked at like the past 10 years, the goalies won like 4 times, but out of the past 20, they've only won like 5. So like, and so 4 of those came within the past 10. So like, it basically just like it's a very new thing because goalies basically used to suck. Like it used to be all points all the time, right? But now that we're shifting slightly back towards the goaltenders, that it's. We're maybe seeing, I don't know, like what used to be a canoe, like a worthy season or like playoffs for a goaltender. We might need to like reevaluate that.
Yeah. I mean, it's named after a goalie, so I guess it's appropriate, but I don't know. It's just interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
That and, you know, the people who have won it have been insane goaltenders, so I guess that's fair, but
Fuck funk. That's all I'm gonna say.
It kind of makes me mad that he keeps doing as well as he does. Like, for what? Because I don't know. He has kind of a big head, and like on the one hand, I'm like, hey, if he does well, we all do well. But it's also like, I don't know. It'd be fun if we won a 12-11 game one time. Just so two numbers are terrible, but we win.
I don't know. Everyone's stats but his.
Yeah, exactly. Just have all those get scored on the backup and have him come in and make one save or something.
I did my job.
God, could you imagine someone playing a backup during the playoffs?
Oh, I mean, okay.
something, Vancouver season 70.
something.
Hey, it's not like I'm sitting right here, eh? Said backup of said team. Fucking ass.
Vancouver's a history of
playing. I love you all, but
usually
damn.
It's not by choice.
That's
the whole Louth rule is,
thing happens like
named after Beavis or reason.
Six, seven. I don't remember.
No, last week he was saying he was doing it on purpose. Yeah, he did it on purpose because there's no like consequences for it, and then he kept getting warned, and they're like, if you like don't do this, we're gonna make a rule, and we're gonna give you consequences for this. So he did it on accident that season because he meant to. He played like the backup six out of eight times and just forgot to play in the last two. So then got the rule.
Rip.
He had to play that. It was a bot backup, not a real backup, because I wasn't on the team that season. That was 68. That was the season before I got there.
That's probably why 69. Seattle won then.
It was 69 that happened. The 67 is the first time he did it, and then 68 did it again. 69, he did it on accident, and that's when the rule came into effect.
Oof. The Luth rule.
But you gotta think, as a backup coming onto that team, the season after that rule gets implemented, you know how it felt? I was like, oh no, am I not gonna ever play after I was just being the starter for Mississauga?
But, you know what's up?
He's been great.
It's a good rule, though, because it gives backups a little more value and gives somebody a reason to get a goalie.
It was kind of useless in the the dead era of the VHL, because it just meant that they had a bot in net for no reason for 8 games. Yeah. And really, if nobody can have a bot, then or if nobody needs to have a bot, then it's had no point. So I don't know. I'm badly explaining myself, but basically it was useless when there were no human backups.
If everyone got a butt, no one got a butt, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of the 11 or 12 teams, 11 of them have a real backup or something like that. And you're saying way earlier in the VHL's old school days, there's probably a goalie on half the teams. And
I was
going to
say,
backups,
tanking
period.
Teams didn't have human goalies. Back in the day.
Oof.
That's what I'm saying. It's brutal.
Although I can't talk like rough. I haven't been around that long. Although I guess I am the oldest VHL wise in this chat right now. I only beat Esso by a couple of weeks. Yeah.
I'm one season behind you.
That's jokes. Couple old timers. Veterans.
Yeah, old boys club. God, I'm in the vlog now. That makes me real old boys club.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't believe I've been doing this shit for a year now. It became a year the other fucking day, and I didn't even realize it because I'm moving.
I've been doing this for almost 2 years, and it's been it hasn't been 2 year yet? Or...
No. I joined August 2018.
Wait, you joined August?
Yeah.
Damn. I joined October.
I haven't been here 6 months.
I mean, that's a season. 2 months.
Yeah, I joined September 30th this past year.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a first gen.
Ooh.
I'm still technically, I guess not really technically a first gen. Kostelic just retired.
Yeah.
Nicole,
you're not a first gen only because of your circumstances.
Yeah, I'm a first gen with a heavy asterisk next to it.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. I don't know what it is about it that just makes it so fun to me, but I don't know. It's stuck. I like it.
Yeah, well, now that we get to do this every week, it makes everything much better.
That helps. I wonder if being a GM is just going to kill my enjoyment for it, or if it's actually if it's actually going to make me enjoy it more. I really
don't
know.
This is the last podcast we're going to hear from Doc.
Yeah.
No time ever again.
He's done.
If we get eliminated in the first round, I'm going to hang myself.
No.
That's a joke. Doc. That's a joke. Doc. Yeah, that's a joke.
I'm right here.
Well, to be eliminated, you have to make it.
Oh, yeah. Twist the knife.
All right, have a good night, boy.
Oh, no.
What? Why? Why did that happen? What are your thoughts? I want to know.
Why did what happen?
Why did New York not make it three years in a row? I just want to know.
It's not 3 years in a row. I made it 3 years ago. With the same circumstance, but I made it. I got the final spot.
Yeah, wasn't it you took advantage of crossover because Moscow missed?
No.
Was that not the year?
No, the crossover never got used.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, like, you took advantage of it having been eliminated in that Moscow.
It was the year that Moscow got, but I was still eighth.
Okay.
I was third in NA. So I wasn't the one that like squeezed in.
Yeah.
But I was like eighth in the league, I think. Let me open this standings with 68.
Don't scroll down to the bottom of the list in 68 there, all right?
No, 68 was garbage. So 69.
No, yeah, it was 68 when Moscow.
I don't know, 68, that was hot garbage. I was was worse than Toronto.
Yeah, but you were better than DC, so.
Yeah, but that was in year garbage.
Yeah. We had Altonen, and that's it. That was our roster.
I don't even remember why. 68, I had, like, everyone was, like, 400 TPE.
Man, I don't even remember who was on my 68 team. I played for the Ottawa Lynx, and I think everyone on that team was inactive.
You want to talk about inactive? I was on Davos in 68.
Oh, God. That's brutal.
68. Yeah, that was good times.
69 was a good year. I was, obviously. It was draft year, World Juniors, Cup finalist. A bunch of awards. Can't go wrong with that. It was a good season.
You came in at the best season ever.
69.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
The joke has never been made.
Never. Like, I can say I won the cup in 69. That's all I...
You did. You won Ilonen in 68 and 69.
Won. He was the worst player ever, but he won a cup in 69.
That's all that matters, man. 69.
Yep.
But
rip. At least the 60s were good.
This next season, I'm looking forward to it because we got Davison from a trade out of Riga. So Eagles went to Riga. We got Davison back towards Vancouver. And Pop-Tart is retired. So I'll have full control of the starting role next season. And Beavis was telling me because I usually play the last game of the season. I was going to play the last game against New York. He wanted to try and get Pop-Tart the awards. He's like, if you sit these two games, I'll give them back to you next season. So I'll probably play like 62 or whatever, 64.
It's going to be hard for you not to be the backup next season. Unless they get somebody like Rays or some shit. Like, there's no way that...
If we were going to get Rays, we'd have to trade me for him.
That's a good point, actually.
We're banned.
And are you winning your playoffs right now?
Me? No, I'm not.
You'd like to think so.
No, Eno.
Oh.
Is Eno still around?
He's here, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's here, but not here. Fuck, I have to click on the fucking index now.
He's 1-1 right now.
Okay, so I just want Eno to lose as fast as possible because I have his first, you know?
He said he wanted to win 4-1 against Seattle, so I'm assuming you guys want the opposite.
Yeah, well, I absolutely do. But that just means he's going to win the cup.
Right?
Jeez.
Stupid curse.
You have his first, I mean, that'd be good for New York.
I don't care if he win in 4 or 7. As long as he loses in the first round, I'm good.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got a big job to do. DC's good.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to lie.
Calgary beat us every single game in the regular season, and we went 1-1 against them today. So that was our first win against them all season long.
Is every series 1-1? Let's see.
No.
No.
Prague is 2-0.
Oh, gotcha. Damn.
Moscow's 2-0.
Holy shit.
And North America's 1-1 and 1-1. Yeah, that's so funny. I mean, it's more expected, but
Prague v. Moscow.
I'm sure we got a pretty close conference.
North America was just fucking wild.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
It was stupid.
Yes, it was. Let's see how.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna look how good I was at the end of the season. How many fucking wins did we end up with?
Why do you need to make yourself feel worse?
No, but it makes me feel good that my team is good, you know?
Yeah. Was good. You lost, Frost.
Look. Okay, if I start here. Game 243. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 23 win. Which one did I start on? This one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 23-9.
Jeez.
That's like halfway through the season.
That's disgusting. That's like super team type record.
Yeah. I mean, most improved.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but I can't win fastest most turnaround every fucking season.
I mean, what are you going to try next year?
Well, next year we're taking a step back for sure. Because we won't have any 1K players, I think. Unless Flower gets to a 1K. But Flower's like the greedy defenseman, so like, she's just going to punch people more.
It's a good strategy.
MGS is regressing, so he's going to be at like 900.
God, yeah, I'm going to regress next season.
Should have a decent, like, Nolan switching to center. He's going to be the first line center.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be Nolan, Jensen, and someone. I don't know yet. Wilcox inactive. I might just drop him and put Forskin on the wing and have. We got Pennison coming up.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
Good old Dick Pennison.
I know.
Love that guy.
How do I have a team that has both Dick Pennison and Richard Dick Buck McFutter Dutter? And Big Chungus.
Yes, it's all the SHL guy. They all know each other. They are. Dick Pennison.
It's a hell of a meme draft.
Oh my god, Pennison got 42 in himself. I might play myself on those, etc.
And yet he only got 199 points. He's a total bust.
I need to trade him. He doesn't hit 200.
He's a total bust.
What the fuck?
It's trash. Trash.
Oh, speaking of trash, I'm looking at my player record right now because you guys are talking about it. I was like, hey, man, wait a minute. The season's over. That means my stats aren't going to go up or down anymore. So I had an interesting season. And I say trash, but it was quite literally the opposite of that. I had 8-2-1 season in 11 games. So couple that with my 9-3-1 last season. I have a 17-5-2 record in the BHL right now, 25 games.
Damn, son.
Now we're going to go to the save percentages. I got a .938 save percentage this year and a .923 last season. So I have a .930 on the dot in the VHL.
Damn.
Goals against, I had a 178. This season, which is the second lowest, I believe. Yeah, second lowest. And then I had a 2-1-2 last season, so I have a 197 in total. That's and I've only
pretty good.
I've only let in 49 goals in 1,500 minutes played on 700 shots.
It's all right. No, that's amazing.
Bad. I'll take it. I just don't think it's going to continue going upwards like that next season. Cause they're gonna be
well, not when you have to carry the team. Games. Yeah. Although well, you never know.
Vancouver's not going to be as good next season either. But in a couple could seasons, we're going to be back up.
Could have an award named after you.
I wish Wang would learn how to shoot. I've had a 6.5 or lower save.
You wish your Wang range. Would learn how to shoot?
Yeah, I do.
It's called ejaculating the puck.
Oh my god.
He's just going everywhere. He's...
he just he's prays like a... and prays.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens.
Shots are going all around the net.
You know what? I'm going to buy you the steady aim perk just for you, man. So that you're not spray and praying anymore. Maybe please. It'll lock in towards the net.
If you want to just look at it, a red guy, I don't know how, okay? His stats are like the best fucking stats ever. But because he plays on New York, we don't win. Like if you took at his career stats right now, only season he wasn't a winning record was it his first season, but we were tanking. So like but he still was 20-28-6 with a 906 save percentage and a goal against of 2.99, which is
that's still pretty good.
For a tanking, losing that's record.
Really good. Yeah, for tanking, that's really good, man.
And after that, season 69, 32-27, 923 save percentage and goal against 224.
Damn.
Jesus.
Season 70.
He's no slouch. He's a good goalie.
No, he's a good goalie. Season 70, 33-25-6, 9.915, and 245 goals against. And this season, 34-9-1, 917 save percentage, and 2.6 goal against. Like, how the fuck am I not in playoffs?
Yeah,
New York doesn't do anything for him. Like, this season, you guys had 2,000 shots against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got like 900 TPE in his season 68. Yeah. So he's going like, to be one of the top goalies because Eagles and Funk are the only two above him right now in their season 67. Michael Johnson is slightly behind Red Guy as well at season 67. Then it's Bernard at 68, who's like, what, 30 or 40 points behind a Red Guy. Then the next one after that is me at 650. I'm like the sixth highest goalie.
A red guy is just Carey Price.
That's true.
Pretty much.
Best fucking goalie doesn't have a team in front of him.
Not a single championship.
Price hasn't been the best goalie in the league since like 2012, let's be honest.
But he didn't win a cup.
We can say 2014.
Okay, I'll give you 20. Wait, that was the cup run year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you 2014.
So like, still.
Yeah.
Poor Carey Price.
He's a game breaker, though, and he didn't get a cup to show for. At least Dominic Hasek, when he got shafted through his career, because he's playing for, you know, same thing, a team that had nobody on it except him. He's like, all right, yeah, send me to Detroit. I want to win a cup before I retire.
I think the biggest star Price played with, and I don't even know it. Did Saku Koivu play with Price?
No.
And so,
I think Price was still on the Bulldogs, or he might have been a backup. When did he
retire? He played. Where the fuck?
Who are you talking about?
Saku Koivu.
Oh.
He got traded in 2009.
I think it was 2 years after he was traded.
I think it was the first year.
The better Koivu is still playing, though, really, right?
Koivu, it's no, Koivu's not playing anymore.
The better Koivu.
Yeah, the better Koivu.
Still playing.
No, Miko's garbage. So like, and we could say Shea Weber got here for at like 35. So like,
I know, right? It's hard to say that you got like a superstar version of Shea Weber when he was already like on his way out of his prime.
I mean, yeah. He used to be like a top three guy in his position. He's still like damn near top 10 though. Like when that trade happened. I thought that Subban was like as good as Weber, but way younger. So I was like, why the fuck do you make that deal? But
now Subban's garbage.
I thought,
Subban's garbo.
I thought they would have gone for Ryan Ellis. I'm not going to lie, because that kid's not that big, but he's really good. He's got some wheels on him.
But like Subban's basically a net, a forward at defense. He's like garbage defensively, but he shoots the puck. And this year, he wasn't even good.
Yeah, he doesn't score though.
Well, I never liked him as a player because all he does is shoot.
He doesn't have good positioning, and he doesn't know when to take a shot half the time. He just grips it and rips
fires
it
on net. Yeah,
my cousin was
a solid defenseman a couple seasons ago, but like
he used to be really good at skating. He was really good behind his net and defensively. He didn't. Like straight from what he was taught, like in practice and shit. They're like, if you have the puck here, do this. And he's like, okay. And when he was playing the team's game, he was a pretty decent player. But once he started being like, I'm just going to play my game, go up there and take a slap shot from the fucking red line at the glass.
I mean,
like, what the hell are you doing for your team, man? You're on a power play.
New Jersey doesn't have much going for them anymore.
No.
So.
But I'm saying
he can like, kind of do whatever he wants right now.
They got Jack Hughes, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's so good. Look at him.
Yeah, look at how much that did.
Just it should have been in a farm program. I don't know why they put it.
They don't need Taylor Hall. It's fine.
No.
Why is it that every, like, so Hall and Kessel are, like, elite scorers, and then they go to Arizona and they stop scoring? What is it about Arizona and, like, killing scorers?
Arizona teams.
Arizona. Who's even their first-line center in Arizona?
Christian Dvorak.
Who the fuck is Christian Dvorak?
He's actually really good. But he's not, like, elite 1C material.
He's like a
He's Philippe Dano without the defensive aspect.
All right, if you had Nazem Kadri on that team, you wouldn't have Christian Dvorak as your first line center. And Kadri was a third line centerman for fuck's sakes in Toronto.
Oof. Okay, but that's because he was behind Matthew Tavares. That's not a fair comparison.
Wait, Derek Stepan still played?
I mean, Matthews was like still getting used to being a center. He's just big. That's why he put him there. Like, no, we're going to make sure you can win these face-offs. He's really good centerman now. But in his rookie year, he's just a goal-scoring machine. You could have put him at wing, and he would have scored 20 more goals that season.
20 might be pushing it, but sure.
No, yeah. No, he wouldn't have had an 80 but he would have had an easier time scoring goals, I think.
What a shame. Man, what a shame that Matthews didn't go to Arizona, because he's from there. Huh.
I mean, if he was there, then they would not only have a good first-line center, but if you threw him between Kessel and
fucking Taylor Hall.
That would be pretty disgusting power play, I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, Phil Kessel isn't even the highest scoring right winger on Arizona this year. You ever heard of a guy named Connor Garland?
Connor Garland is my dad.
What? It came out of nowhere. Like he's some fifth round pick.
Connor Garland is and because
just,
of like
he's just suddenly NHL. Elite this year.
He's nuts. His first goal was his teeth.
Oh, it's yes.
that guy. Oh my god. That's jokes.
But yeah,
it's because Phil Kessel moved to Arizona and decided to shit the bed.
It's because there's no hot dogs in Arizona. That's why Phil Kessel can't score for sure. Yeah.
What was that tweet right after the Toronto trade? Like, that hot dog vendor just lost his best customer or something like that? Like, some yeah. guy did that.
He's like, I just went out of business because, like, I think he said, like, 90% of his income was from Phil Kessel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That dude literally posted up shop just for Phil Kessel.
Oh my god.
And Kessel in an interview, he's like, yeah, before the game, I'd go there and I'd grab like 4 or 5 hot dogs, wolf them down, and then go up. It's like, whoa, not 1 or 2. You just say like 6 fucking hot dogs before each game. No wonder why this guy's making a living off you. It's Toronto. Yo, he's probably selling those hot dogs $10 a piece.
Fucking up your routine like that, though, really will fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, it will.
But also, get your shit together.
Buy some fucking, like, Frankenfurters or whatever, man. Do something. Yeah.
Figure it out. You're in a fucking stadium. Somebody has to be selling a fucking hot dog in Arizona somewhere.
Right? Get that only man, one, not man. Only a hot dog, get him 6 dozen. And if he's ever, like, on, like, the bench or whatever, and some fan's near the glass and drops a hot dog over, that needs to be... like the NHL caption for the season.
He becomes like Popeye.
Oh my god.
Yo, he really does, man. He just knows what to do. He's always in the right spot, but he seems to hit the post or miss the net or whatever. But when he's got that hot dog fueling him, he just seems to find twine every time, get 40 goal seasons, win cups with like fucking Sidney Crosby and Gino.
He was shipped out of Conn Smythe.
Yo, you did so good that season. I felt so bad for him. I was like, man, yo, you're getting shit on by the Toronto press, and now you're not even getting an award that you truly deserve. Fuck.
If I go on Pittsburgh and I look at points, how many names will I won't recognize?
Lots.
Hey, you ever see that tweet? It's like,
yeah.
Pittsburgh somehow always has like 8 AHL call-ups, but then you look and you never hear their names. Like, it's like, what was it? Like Malkin crosses the line with like yeah, with just 2 random names and you go and look them up and they both have 60 points.
I mean,
that's just the way it always is.
Jared McCann have 35 points.
Is
John Marino?
John Marino is actually he was a highly coveted college free agent. Like a bunch of teams try to get him.
Huh.
Yeah, the more you know.
Well, anyway, rest in peace, New York.
I mean, I would say there's always next season, but he just confirmed it for us that he's taking a step back.
That'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Make it a little bit easier.
Any more predictions for the playoffs, guys?
Yeah, I guess none of us have a dog in the fight in the EU. What's our EU predictions?
Yeah.
Prague.
Prague's going
apparently.
And I feel
why do you think I'm voting for Prague?
You're alone in the playoff golf.
I'm fucking playing there. Alone in for Hall of Fame, brother.
But like going up 2-0 on Riga.
No, I mean it's Do they have a forward that's more than 600 TP now?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they picked up Acid Burn.
Oh, yeah.
But he had a hat trick in his first game, and then he kind of dropped off after that.
Acid had 1 good season, and he was playing with Ilonen. I'm just saying.
I mean, EU very well could be Prague. They're top of the EU in regular season. Yeah.
Like, you look at Acid Burn's stats. He has 180-point season. That season, he played with that kid, Ilonen. After that, I mean, 68, 63 is pretty fine. And then this year, 40 points.
Well,
40 points.
Like you said, who's there on offense with him, though?
Like, I mean, he was on Malmo for most of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And Malmo got Phil Marlowe.
Yeah. They got some good firepower there in Malmo. Well, they got good offense, but they're kind of lacking like everywhere else.
I'm sure Gustav would be happy to hear that.
Well, like they got
Garcia just hit people.
Yeah. Like they got a good top pairing on defense, but their depth through their defense is not very good. And their positioning back there, like you said, like Gustav's player is great for gooning people. And he's pretty defensive, but he's not very point producing.
I don't even
They got Condor, don't they? Yeah, they got Adrian Condor. That's a top pairing. Yeah, that's a top pairing for sure in the league.
Who the fuck is Jerry Chan?
Hugh Chan was like a VHLM AGM or something at some point, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I might be just talking out of my ass. I don't know.
I think. And Lucas Nygren.
That's ADV's player.
So, like, that's 500 for Nygren and 500 for Chan. Is this still updating? No.
Ouch.
Last update at December 8th.
Close enough.
Well then.
That's basically active.
Yeah, so everyone thinks Prague then, or any other opinions?
I mean, it realistically should be down to the top, like any of the top three. So what, didn't they all finish within like 3 points?
Yeah,
they weren't far off.
Something like that. Yeah,
it's basically Riga, Moscow, or Prague.
Prague.
Yeah.
But Malmo was down 2-0.
Going down 2-0 in a series is tough.
Hard to come back out of.
Yeah.
I'm noticing a trend here, and I love Eagles, but he's having some very unfortunate times in the playoffs, man. Just can't seem to catch a break.
I feel
for him. Some players
in the engine must just tagged with better in playoffs, worse in playoffs, better in regular season, like whatever.
That's
like,
fucked up.
Exact same build, and like, and basically the same situation, and like same guys around you, but just do totally differently, just based on the fact that the sim engine likes you over a longer period of time.
I hate STHS.
Good. There's no flaws with the engine.
Is there anyone in the league who actually likes it?
Yes.
All the old guys.
The Flyers fan likes it. Who likes it? The old boys club. They're just gonna like this.
Say all the old guys.
I go back and forth on it.
The portal guys like it too because of the import export, but like the engine itself sucks.
I mean, the shitty thing is, it's not. I don't think it's the most inaccurate thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's weird shit that happens in real hockey, and there's weird shit that happens in STHS.
Absolutely, but so the types of weird shit, like goalies go 2-for-4 to start out a game way too often here. Stuff like that. Huh. Like I think out of my last 10 games of the regular season, 3 of them my goalie went 2-for-4 on his first 4 shots. Like that's like not unheard of. Like that happens to goalies all the time. They score
but
on the
not
first
that often.
Shots of the game, but not 2 out of the last 10 games or more.
Huh.
That's
I feel
just
pretty
the kind
fortunate
of thing.
That I've not been letting many goals in. So Let's just hope it loves me, man. Fuck. I think I paid my dues in 68.
One of its faves.
Yeah, or it likes you. It's so funny to me that like there's this cult around it. Like you do almost feel like you have to pray to it or make the right moves or like there's some kind of voodoo that needs
to
make it happen.
You have to sacrifice 3 virgins to it.
Yeah. Your dark art ritual.
Okay, so you go first.
Yes. Got him.
Tu veux baiser ou quoi?
MDR. Wait, where the fuck is Ilonen first in the league in points for the playoffs? What the fuck?
Playoff hero, man. Playoff god. What the hell?
I got 3 assists in one game too. Like, what
the What was your bet Purple on the bird. Third? The third assist, you're going in on the goalie, and he's like, he's gonna shoot it this time. You just send it across. Fuck.
I mean, that's a load in all his career. I think the highest total point I got, total goal, is like 23. But I got a 50 assist season.
That's ridiculous.
That's pretty good, yeah. Fuck, especially for forward. Usually, it's defense that get more assists.
22 in season 67. But I was almost a 40 assist guy all seasons. 39 and 64, 39 and 65, 37 and 66, 47 and 67, 15, 68, 43 and 69.
Damn.
That's what
Yolanda's
I did.
Yolanda's not that garbage. I'm just going to put that out there.
No, Ilonen? He's definitely not hot garbage.
The thing is, Ilonen was a first-line seller all his career, but he never got a point per game. That's what you want from your first-line center.
Mm-hmm. Not even so once?
Highest I was, it's 69 points, better than 72. But like, after that, my highest scoring season is 64.
Wow. I'm a second line center and I got a point per game.
Just yes, exactly. You're playing behind me. Most of your career.
Winger and I can't break 30.
Now, Seattle has not won a cup since Ilonen left. So
exactly.
He's not a point producer, but he brings that X factor.
You're talking about two Continental Cup champion Joel Ilonen, boy.
There's the difference between a guy who just goes out there, scores goals, and has a skill, and there's a guy who's just got the heart of a champion, knows how to win fucking championships.
Yeah. He's just got that grit.
Is that veteran presence?
Like,
down the rookies.
When I did Ilonen, at first I was like, I want to do Backstrom, like pass a lot.
Yeah.
And then you realize that passing first doesn't work.
Yeah, but I didn't fucking... I mean, look, I got in 576 games, I got 135 goals, 311 assists for 446 points.
I will say so that like that didn't really make too much sense to me when I first started with STHS, where it's like upping your scoring. Like when I first upped it, I got more assists, which it's like, I guess it's just your ability to set up like scoring situations.
But rebounds.
Yeah,
offensive awareness. That's the whole rebound thing. That's the like logical explanation for it. But in reality, you think that's really like what it is in the coding? Like so many shots that you're getting those rebounds.
I feel like it's
just
like
a broken engine.
Yeah, I think it's just your likelihood to be involved in a point. Like, I don't know. And then passing is just your ability to make a. I don't know. I can't imagine if you had actually gone through with passing 99 and nothing else.
That's the thing is with scoring, you can get with scoring can get goal and assist. With passing, you can only get assist.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I feel like they are both.
Unless
like...
you pass it in the net, like fucking.
Yeah. Like hack it.
You're trying to pass it to the goalie. The other team
Hackett,
though.
Doesn't Hackett only have like 70 scoring or something low like that?
Yeah.
99 passing, but he still like leads the D in goals there pretty often.
That was Nyko's fucking
meme. Yeah. Like that started in the regular locker room like seasons ago. Like, man, Hackett, because Reno kept getting mad that he was scoring goals. And we're like, dude, why are you mad? He's like, because he's supposed to be passing. And then Nyko was just like, because he's such a terrible passer, he scores with him. He misses his teammate's stick so bad, it just goes in the opposing net.
Hackett has 99 passing and 91 scoring.
Okay. Never mind then. I thought it was much lower. Back in the lead, was
probably 70.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think I'd ever have the wherewithal to make a full meme character. Like, no. 8 full seasons of meme? That's a lot.
I mean...
That is a long time.
Randoms at...
doing a VHLM. Yeah, randoms lasted like a season.
No, random lasted 3, I think. Until he got to the VHL.
Well, yes, up until the VHL, but he made it to the VHL pretty quickly.
No, he stayed 2 seasons down.
Okay.
What was the idea with randoms?
He literally ran his attributes through a random number generator to tell him where to put each point.
Oh my
so
god.
So it was literally 100% randomly allocated.
I mean, at first he was the biggest goon ever.
Jesus.
Some of his first points went into like fighting strength and like skating or something like that. Like it was
just really fast goon. Can't escape him.
Just random was Castellick's draft year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he stole me the fucking... No, he didn't stole it. The fucking rookie of the year.
Did you take it?
No. It was Ryan Sullivan Jr. because he had one less point than me, but randoms and me were at 57 points. And Ryan Sullivan Jr. gets 56. But he's a defenseman.
Yes.
He was a defenseman.
Jesus.
I got robbed, man. That's all I do.
Get robbed. Well, that's kind of your story, yeah.
Getting robbed left and right.
Yeah. Hopefully the VHL will be kinder to you in the future. This is probably getting old for you.
I mean, yeah, that was kind of bullshit.
I mean, I get, like, with Foreskin, I wanted to do a defenseman, but then I didn't have a center, so I switched to center, and then I had too many centers.
Yeah, I'm actually, this is the breaking news. I'm switching Washington to defense this offseason.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
You heard it here first.
That's what he was good at.
We're going to hit a bad cap crunch this offseason. So I talked to Shark and he said that he wanted to recreate early anyways. So that was good. But then we are currently only have 3 defensemen going into next year. And Grimm started updating again. So suddenly we have another one, but we're not going to be able to fit him in under cap. So he's going to hit FA.
Shit.
Yeah. Fuck. That's the worst part about GMing is realizing you don't have the roster space to keep everyone you want. Because I brought Grimm back to activity after he's been inactive for a couple seasons, and I brought Lettinen Jr., who's Sixers fan. I brought him back from inactivity too. But like at this point, I brought them back, but because they're not rookies anymore, but they're still at that rookie TPE level, their contracts are just too big to really warrant the space for them, you know?
Yeah, that's rough.
Well, I guess that's one nice thing about being an MGM is you don't really have to worry about cap space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I wanted to start, why I'm starting ADN in the EFL now, actually. It's because I wanted to get a taste of the Dev League stuff.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I skipped the whole VHLM thing here. So I'm giving it
a
shot.
You could have gotten like 18 times, but you said
I know.
No.
I was offered so many teams, but I didn't want to. I just didn't want that. That was at the time, like, I think when I was offered, it was a lot around that season 66 era where we had a new player, like 5 new players joining every day. And I'm like, it just sounds exhausting trying to be a GM in the M.
Like, oh, it's exhausting.
Everyone.
That's so why I had Nyko.
I'd rather just have like more kind of long-standing plans, which I really like, but the bad part is when you realize looking at these plans, like, oh, in 2 seasons, I'm going to have to just let this player go.
Yeah,
which is rough, but it's part of all hockey, not just the same.
Yeah, it's the whole point of the cap system. Like I understand it.
That's why I think like in the M having an AGM is so useful. Just having that extra person to like share workload, and I loved the idea of the like Mississauga like time zone division, where like Baraka's in Australia and the other person's here in like North America. Mm-hmm. But it really just essentially ends up being the North American AGM doing the majority of the work. And
right,
Baraka going to sleep.
Joining our North Americans.
Yeah.
So we're joined during a North American awake time. That would make sense.
Yep. So love you, Baraka. But how's Zetterberg been as a AGM, Cole?
He's been great. He's super helpful to just bounce ideas off of, and he's been very active at like looking for new players when we had our one waiver spot. So
he seems excited.
Oh yeah, no, he's great. He's super active all the time. He's always like coming to me like suggesting we do certain things, which granted some of the things we don't actually have the capability to do, but he's definitely trying to be involved all the time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Exciting.
It is.
Yeah, it's times are changing pretty quickly and the league's expanding.
So I know you've
is
been
it,
an
though?
AGM. Is it?
I don't know. Like,
I mean,
is it?
Slowly, like passively.
I mean, and
what
you tell
I mean,
me.
Because of the COVID.
In the bug.
By the amount of...
I mean, I know stuff.
The amount of people that are joining, we're certainly growing.
Okay, and how fucked am I? That's all I want.
Just tell it to him straight.
As is tradition. If we expand again, it's going to be Davos getting hit the hardest because they have to. That's just tradition.
Yeah. I mean, New York is not close behind, you know?
Yeah. You're fucked.
Yeah, I'm always fucked. I'm fucking New York.
It's the curse.
What was the longest drought and how long has it been since New York has won?
Give it a couple seasons.
New York's one is right now. And the longest is 31.
Like 20 something. Are you at almost 20?
No, I'm at 18.
Yeah, almost 20.
I'm the fifth longest right now.
Yeah.
When did Davos last win?
Like 61. No.
Oh, wow.
60. It's early 60, late 90, 50. Wasn't that
damn
long
sad.
Ago. Where can I see it? Hall of Fame.
Probably less than 15 seasons ago.
61.
Oh, wow.
Okay, wow.
10 seasons ago?
Man, I've not been paying enough attention to this TFT game.
I forgot you guys were playing TFT.
Oh, this is not playing anymore.
I played one game.
Okay.
Just me.
Who the fuck is Ilonen? Said it as an assistant on both. I'm not the
assistant captain.
Yeah, on both Seattle's Cup. The fuck?
That's cool.
Okay, last fine. New York Cup is 53.
Woof. Woof.
Almost 20.
So, you think you'll win it in 73?
No.
Straight up.
All my core is 68. In 73, it's their seventh season. Like, I'm probably going to be in either a retool or a rebuilding mode.
It's fine.
Because I trade my picks for good players, and then those players are garbage, and then I lose. Not a good playoff.
Hey, but you have my first this year. Do something fun with it.
Just lose already, please.
I mean, even if we're out first round, it's probably still like...
No, if you're out first round, I get like 7-8.
It depends who else. Like, if any higher, if any seats higher than us go out too, then like...
I mean, Malmo's gonna be fifth.
Yeah.
Like, is Riga low? Yeah, Riga's...
Yeah,
Riga,
like, we finished third
so
overall.
I'm gonna get 7 or 8. Depends who lose on the other side. You were fourth or third?
Third.
Third. Who's fourth? It's Calgary? Or Seattle?
Yeah, Calgary finished fourth. We're against Seattle. They finished second. That North American conference just Dom.
We were. That's what was wild to me, man. Is it's like at any point we could have switched positions, like any team in
up until the very end. The very end, it got a little bit more stretched out, but not still.
I'm amazed Vancouver took it.
No, Beavis was like, I want this cup. I didn't know we'd be so close, like, because all season long we're like, yeah, well, we might make the playoffs, it might not, but we're definitely not going to finish first overall. Let alone first in North America. So once it looked like we had a chance, he's like, "We're going for it. We're gonna try and win first overall."
You went full try hard mode. Went pretty much. Advice, like a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Buy everyone on the team.
He sent the right piece of feet, like, bro.
Fuck. Yeah, no, it was good. We were kind of switching places there with Calgary and Seattle for like 2 weeks straight. So, and DC was like a point behind us or like tied like half the time. So yeah, it was really close. And in these playoffs, man, like, it doesn't surprise me that it's a 1-1 series in North America for them. No. It's hard to know who's actually going to win it all too. Like I know you're all going to say your own team, but who do you think is going to be like the final matchup?
Whoever wins it in NA wins the cup, I think.
Well, the issue is, like we've already been saying, it's been so close so far, like across the board, that you can't predict. Like, I legitimately think I could see any one of the four North American teams in the finals. Like, I legitimately would not be surprised at any of them.
I could see all of those series going 7 games, and whichever team, like Esso said, comes out of the North American Conference through this like absolute slaughterhouse is probably going to win it all. No discredit to EU, but the NA Conference
but
is just really stacked. At the same time, discredit to EU. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not racist, but
no, I would. My heart, what I want Seattle versus Moscow, because I'd love like a crack at them. But like, I think it'd be pretty fucking cool to see DC versus Prague.
Like, that would be really cool.
Two expansion teams getting there at the same time. Yeah, that's kind of that. That's kind of neat.
And then Clutch Lonen's gonna win it all.
Better not. Can you imagine
three cuts, baby?
Do you imagine he gets fucking
go find him on the ice and beat the shit out of them?
He's gonna get injured. Brother,
I know. Did you know? And I don't. It was 68 or 69. Seattle, Vancouver. Series went in six. In five game, Ilonen and Paolo fought.
Like Rano Paolo. Is that the only
Rano Paolo and Joel Ilonen fought five of the six game in the series.
Oh yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, I remember.
I had that too. Season 70, just last year, Riga versus Helsinki. Kostelic and Borwin fought four times, which I thought was like a great end to, like, we've had a rivalry literally since the day we joined the league. I don't know if he really thinks we do, but I think we do. We joined like a couple days apart, and we were racing for the first overall pick, basically, in season 63, like tracking each other TPE, basically 1-1. Like, we were like exactly the same all the whole way throughout. So it was nice to see us beat the hell out of each other one last time. Kind of capped us off nicely.
That's awesome.
At the time, Ilonen and Paolo were the two best Finnish centers. So it was like, fuck you, I'm the best.
It's all finished now.
Oh my god.
All right, end the podcast right now.
And we'll be
Everybody
back.
Everybody just drops out. Shit.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Well, this has been a really fun guest segment. Do you have anything you want to ask everyone, Doc? Or?
No, I mean, I just think it's been fun. I feel like I could keep talking like this for forever, but we should probably take a break.
I just looked at how long it's been. I was like, oh, shit. It's quite longer than our typical guest segment, but there are three guests. So.
Yeah.
I was also...
Everyone could claim for 6 weeks.
Let's go for Did you guys even notice that I dipped out?
Yeah, yeah. I was at, yeah. You dipped, and I asked you a question. We're like, oh.
Just dead time. I went to the restroom in the middle of it, and I bet no one noticed. Or did you? That'll be awkward.
I had a feeling that
we could just hear the flush in the background.
Yeah.
Didn't know what you were doing. I think I heard
if that's
you
what you heard.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I'm gonna edit all this out just so
you know. Just like a half hour before this.
Yeah. No, thank you guys for being on. Did you have any other questions, Spyro? You good?
No, I just wanted to shoot the shit with everybody, get their take on the playoffs, and see what their favorite moment of the season was. So I want to thank you all again for being on the podcast. You all been great guests. We'd love to have you on anytime in the future.
4 weeks.
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Call us up this timer. Time next season. Hey, when New York misses the playoffs by 2 points next year, call us up, okay?
Hell yeah.
Same thing next season, boys. Damn.
No, I'm going to miss the playoff with the tiebreaker. Like,
yeah, like you have one win.
Oh loss. My god.
Or your gold differential.
Yeah, how much more?
Yo.
Every tiebreaker is going to be completely like even, and it's going to have to go to like the Board of Governors' decision, and they're going to screw you
rock,
for
paper,
it.
Scissors.
Yeah.
You know that the actual final NHL tiebreaker is flipping a coin?
Yeah.
Flip the other tiebreakers are 100% even, that they go to.
Has
flip
that
a
ever
coin.
Happened?
No.
No.
Not even
of course
close.
Not. Like, how the fuck do you want the same goal differential? I think, is it goal score at some point?
Yeah, there's like eight that it gets to before, and like they've never made it past like three of those anyways.
It'll happen one day.
It's gladiatorial combat.
Like, usually goal differential, do it.
Arm wrestle. Leg wrestling, actually.
The highest paid player on each team has to have a knife fight.
Oh my god.
Dude, they snap a pool cue in half and throw it in between the two players and say one person leaves.
Damn.
I mean, hey, for us, I'm pretty sure it's like just an applicator, so we'll be fine.
Oh my fucking god.
On that Jesus. Note, I think we're going to head to commercial real quick. We will be right back.
What's up, VHL? It's Dark Spyro here once again to inform you that I have a YouTube channel. I've passed 100 subscribers, so I have a new URL, and that link is youtube.com/darkspyroplease. I've recently started uploading some Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links content alongside my weekly Pokemon Nuzlocke series, and of course, I always have other stuff in the works. So one more time, come on down and check out youtube.com/darkspyroplease.
All right, welcome back. That was that was a hell of an interview. It's really nice having a couple extra people on here, just because you know, it's so much more fun to have a group conversation.
It does get pretty hectic, though.
Oh yeah, I apologize for all the crosstalk and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure there was, but no, it was fun having Esso, Eno, and Cole on. Obviously, you guys are welcome anytime. And speaking of any time, I'd like to give an apology to Patrick Tollander. We probably won't be able to answer your questions this week just because this episode is running a little bit long. However, we will be answering them next week. Or if you want to come on, consider this an invitation so that you can ask them on our podcast if you want to be our guest next week.
Yeah, that would be absolutely sick. We hope that you would come on. We'll ask you on Discord as well just to make sure you get the message. But
yeah,
either way, that would be sick. If not, we're gonna get to those questions either way, and I think Baraka posted questions there too that we'll do next
oh my
week
god
as well. Right.
Yep.
So
well, we'll hit all that up, but yeah, that's pretty much all I got. How about you, man?
Nope, just a successful week, and we're excited for the rest of the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Sure, everyone else is. So we'll catch you all next time on Doc and Spyro's League.
mates, it's Brock here, and if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure you head over and listen to the VSN Australia podcast, the one I host myself. There's already up to 16 hours of quality content for your eardrums on Spotify, plus there'll be more coming each week. That includes interviews with all of your favourite members around the VHL, plus some more secret stuff to come. So please, stop by, listen in, and see what you think. Thank you.